Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. If you want to create change in any area of your life, you're in the right place. Together, we'll explore the strategies and tools I've used to lose over 100 pounds, pay off $130,000 in debt, and become a multiple 7-figure business owner. I've supported thousands of women to levels of execution and fulfillment they didn't know were possible. So if you're frustrated, if you're doubting yourself, if you're not enjoying the journey, there's a better way.
Together, we'll break through your past patterns. We'll eliminate the appeal of your excuses so you can get consistent, stay consistent, create the results you want, and most importantly, enjoy the journey. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Hope you are having an amazing day today. Really looking forward to diving into a few different topics with you. Some great advice I received recently, and I've been using it over and over and over and finding it very helpful. I'm going to share that with you. I also want to share with you part of a conversation I had with a client recently who was feeling like starting small wasn't enough. Like it's not going to move the needle. I'm not going to get the results. I need to do more. And I certainly have found myself in a place where I felt pressured to bite off a big piece of a process or a change and had that backfire. And then lastly, I want to address a question that came in around navigating when to kind of let yourself off the hook because maybe you have an injury and you shouldn't push yourself versus when how to know when to push through that resistance. First thing, I want to tell you what we are giving away today. This has been probably our giveaway for a little while now. Relief Plus, my favorite all-natural anti-inflammatory. It is a dietary supplement that I have incorporated as a big piece of the puzzle in addressing inflammation in my body. I did a full episode about this a couple weeks ago, I guess, about how I'm working with an alternative medicine doctor to address systemic inflammation, which most of us have to some degree or another. And that inflammation can drive brain fog, anxiety, depression. It can drive weight loss resistance, and so many other things. And I'm really focusing on that as a primary health goal right now through a lot of things, diet, supplementation, stress management, that sort of stuff. But one of the primary supplements that I'm using in this effort, and you can read about all of them on my blog or listen on the podcast for all the details, but Relief Plus is a big part of it. So I'm going to give that away today. You can be eligible to win our Saturday giveaways just by leaving a review on whatever platform you listen, and I'll announce the winner at the end of the show. Okay, so this came up, this advice that I got recently when I was coaching a new client, and she was basically saying that she's working on a project, but in her mind, she's second guessing herself. Like, should I do this? Should I not do this? Do I have what it takes? Is it gonna work? Should I go and do what I normally do? Or should I pursue this new thing? Like, I want to do this new thing, but I don't know if I'm making the right choice. And I see this pattern in so many people where it's like, should I lose weight this way? Should I try this approach? Like, I have all of these reservations about it. Maybe I should do it this other way. Or with fitness, people are like, should I do this particular type of workout? Like, I know some people swear by it, but I kind of feel like I should maybe do this instead. Or for me, the way that this came up and I received this advice, I think I mentioned to you guys that I was supposed to go on a business trip. And I was really having a hard time with the decision. And for weeks, I was going back and forth on like, should I leave the kids? Should I go for just a day and cut the trip short? Should I extend the trip and bring the kids with me? And then the twins got croup and they were teething. And I was just going back and forth. And as I talked to one of the women in my mastermind about this, she said, listen, there are going to be pros and cons both ways. But what is harder than the decision itself and following through on the decision itself is that you keep going back and forth, and that is exhausting, and that is not a good use of your energy. She said, you have to just pick and live with it. No matter what you pick, there's going to be ups and downs. But the process of relitigating it every single day and opening it up for discussion every single day is exhausting. I was recently watching a friend who was sharing on social media that she was trying to decide if she should bring her child with her on this trip that she and her husband were taking. And she said, we've been talking about this every night for months. And, you know, we have changed our minds so many times. And there's absolutely value in considering things, but at some point, you're literally replaying the same arguments over and over again. So I think that's a good way to assess, am I still in the processing new information side of things, or do I need to just make a decision? The way to assess is, am I just bringing up the same points over and over and over again? Because that's what I was doing. When I was trying to decide, should I go on this trip or should I not go on this trip? I was literally every day, multiple times a day, replaying the same considerations over and over and over. Networking is really important, and I made this investment for that purpose, and the kids will be okay, and I need to be able to leave them. I wasn't bringing in new information or new resources or new tools or new points. I was just exhausting myself and distracting myself and limiting energy I had available for other things by replaying this. So to this client who was in this position of, should I pursue this project? Should I go back to what I know I'm good at, what I know is a sure thing? Just choose. Know that there are pros and there are cons no matter what you choose. But what is harder than whatever decision you end up making and living with that is the energy drain and the attention drain on going back and forth. Free yourself from opening it back up every single day. You know where this comes up a lot? When you decide you're going to make a nutritional change, but then every day you're like, oh, maybe not today. This is a special occasion. I'll start tomorrow. And you relitigate and you're opening up for debate over and over and over again, the same exact thing. One tool that helps me tremendously with this around a lot of things, but the examples that are coming to mind are around nutrition, is I have some nutrition standards that are fixed. One of them is around breakfast. Breakfast is a fat loss friendly meal no matter what, which means I do not have starch or sugar for breakfast. And that remains true whether it's my birthday or I'm traveling, I'm on vacation, I'm home, it's a kid's birthday, no matter what, that is how it is. How this helps me is because prior to having a standard, there could be this litigation. Oh, well, we're going out for breakfast. And oh, well, I've been so good. And I, you know what? I worked out this morning. So technically, this is a post-workout meal. So if I had some carbohydrates, they'd be more readily utilized. And I would relitigate the same thing every day. And this is why so many people have decision fatigue. Because where there could be automation, where there could be simplicity, where you could free up energy, everything's a free-for-all every day. Everything is available to be renegotiated and opened up for new consideration every single day. One of the things for me that I really work to be consistent on and have a standard around is bedtime. Now, it's not as hard and fast as, say, my breakfast standard is, because if my kids are up and upset and inconsolable, that's an exception. But I am in bed by 10, no matter what. Sometimes I have webinars and I'm not finishing up until 9:30, but I'm not going to be like, well, maybe I should stay up and get the replay out. Maybe I should stay up and fold laundry. Nope, I'm in bed by 10. That way, it's not, well, this show is on. Oh, this movie. Oh, I worked late. Oh, I'm not really tired. Not because there's anything wrong with staying up past 10, but because I'm looking to simplify the decision-making each day. And so many of us who feel like we're pulled in so many directions and we're overwhelmed and we're struggling with consistency, it's because everything is available for negotiation every single day. Make the decision and practice honoring it. Practice saying to yourself, this is not available to be relitigated. You know, if you say you are going to work out tomorrow at 9 a.m., then tomorrow at 8:30, when you're like, well, I need to do these work things and I can probably do it later, or maybe I can do it tomorrow. And, you know, my ankle hurts a little, so maybe it would be better that I rest. Practice using that as an opportunity to say, this decision has already been made and I am not opening it back up. I'm just not. There are going to be a million opportunities for you to practice this. I suggest picking specific ones, not just looking for random things to practice with, but like breakfast as the example. I could practice holding standards for any number of things, but when I practice with a specific one, I get to the point where that's locked in. That doesn't take effort anymore. That feels automatic. One of the big reasons that consistency feels hard is that you keep everything open for negotiation every day. Based on your mood, based on your circumstances, that is not going to be a winning strategy. It's not going to be a winning strategy. There are pros and cons no matter the decision, but make the decision and call it closed. Unrelated, but the next thing that I wanted to touch on, these Saturday episodes tend to be more Q&A or more like little random things that I wanted to share with you. I was having a call with one of my clients, and we were talking about a starting point for her because she was feeling very overwhelmed. She was feeling like there's so many things she wants to improve and she wants to work on and she wants to make big changes in that on any given day, it just feels like too much. And so she doesn't do much at all. And as we were mapping out what the ideal end point is, where we want to go, we took one piece. And then from that one piece, we took a piece of that one smaller piece and said, start here. And her initial thought was, but that's not enough. Like, that's not going to make a difference. And I totally understand that feeling because we want to get there. We want to see results. We want to be in momentum. We crave that. We long for that. I understand. I've been there. I am there in a lot of areas of my life. However, if we're very honest with ourselves, there tends to be a pattern where we try to go so fast that we take an approach that's not sustainable and it ends up taking longer. I think about this, and I've used this example before, around building a house. You wouldn't say like, no, we need to start with the walls because we got to have walls and it's not really a house if it doesn't have a roof. So we have to begin there. You might think, oh, digging a hole? That seems counter. Like, we have to start with digging a hole? That's not, I need a house. I need walls. I need a roof over my head. But you want to trust that you have a solid foundation. You want to know that you've done it right. Right now, I'm going through this course, right? I've talked about how I was kind of on the fence and should I do the course and am I going to do the work or am I just going to get all this information and not do anything with it? And I want to get to the end point. This is particularly a course that helps you like build something specific in business. And I want to just get to the end point where it's all working. And I have such a hard time focusing on a small piece. But what I'm telling myself is focus on this small piece and focus on making it excellent as though it was the only goal, as though this was the only project, as though this is the end point, this one small piece. And take your time and really understand it and make it excellent. And when you do that, you know that if you do that with every piece, it's going to be excellent when it's done. And it's been such a great visual for me because I think so many times I've rushed to get to a particular outcome and I haven't focused on building it really well, whether it's a system in my life or a process of change. And then it's not sustainable and it's clunky and it falls apart. And then you feel like you're back to the beginning. And that's one of the reasons we feel so tired and impatient. Be willing to do the small piece. The approach that I generally take with clients is first, let's identify exactly what you want it to look like at the end point and not just the result, not just that I want to lose 30 pounds, but this is what I want my lifestyle to look like. This is what I want my relationship with food to look like. This is what I want an average day to look like food-wise. This is where I'm trying to go. And then we break that down into many pieces. And then we take one of those many pieces and break that down into pieces and start there. Though there is the resistance of it's not enough, it's not fast enough, it actually ends up getting built faster because it's being built better. And I want you to pursue that in every area of your life, in your business, in your relationships, in your finances, in your health, in your fitness. I promise it's a better approach. I'm not guessing. It's a better approach. If you need help with that, let me know. because I hate seeing people make the mistakes that I've made so many times when you rush and you try to do all the things and it falls apart and now you're on your 100th attempt and you're irritated and you're frustrated and you're impatient. There is a better way. The last thing I want to touch on, and then we'll do our giveaway for today. Somebody messaged me in the Facebook group and they said, what do you recommend if you have aches and pains, you're over 50 years old, or an injury, and you're trying to push yourself and get up and go do something, like work out? Your brain wants to do it, but your body says no. Your brain wants to work out, but your body is saying no. First, I want to obviously differentiate between, you know, there's normal aches and pains and there's injury, and those are two different things and should be treated differently. But there is an overarching approach here that works. What can you do? Accept the limitation. My foot hurts. My ankle hurts. Okay, well, what can I do outside of that? Because if you have two broken legs, you can still do an upper body lifting workout seated, right? If you have your arm in a sling, you can still go for a walk. There is always something you can do. And this is not just about working out. There is always something you can do. And I would challenge you to really begin to pursue being that kind of thinker. What can I do? Your mind will likely default to what you can't do. But you get to choose what you can do. It's no different with a time limitation. Like, I don't have time to go to the gym today. Okay, don't tell me what you don't have time for. Tell me what you do have time for. I was looking at this today. I'm recording this on the day before a holiday. And I have 3 appointments and a meeting and work I need to do and limited time to do it because of my momming responsibilities. And my first thought was like, oh, I can't get this done today. And I challenged myself in that moment. Don't focus on what you can't do, Elizabeth. Tell me what you can do. Focus on what you can do and give your energy there. The people who focus on what they can't do, what's in the way, what's holding them back, are always going to be less productive and less efficient than the people who focus on what they can do. And beyond that, when we're talking about a situation where there's aches and pains or injury, one thing you can always do is optimize healing. You can optimize healing by focusing on good quality sleep. You can optimize healing by cleaning up nutrition. Even if you're in a full body cast, you can have that be the time where you eat the best things possible for healing, for recovery. This is when you give everything you've got to nutrition. You can level up your supplement game. You can go see a chiropractor or some other allied health professional. There's so much you can do. Always, no matter what you feel you can't do, there is more that you can do, and you get the opportunity to focus on being that kind of person. We've got a lot of good stuff coming up in the podcast. I'm excited. I've gotten a little bit more organized for the summer around episodes and different opportunities, and I'm just really, really, really looking forward to it. Also, want to make sure to remind you guys, this is the month that the structure and price of the consistency course change. And when I say the price changes, it is going up. It is not going down. So I don't want anybody to be like, oh, I was saving and really hoping to get in, and then the price went up. This is your opportunity to join the consistency course. Your access does not expire. Take advantage of that before the format and the pay increase this month. This month, July 2023, the price will go up. I'll put the link in the show description if you want to join me there, but it's a really great opportunity to get regular coaching, to work with me closely. If you want help in that process of kind of defining the goal, breaking it down into pieces, staying accountable, establishing your feedback loop, I'd love to help you do that. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow. Make it a great day.